This year, the state legislature funded employee compensation increases at Utah public colleges and universities, provided additional revenue for the fastest-growing institutions like Utah Valley University, and set aside money for major construction projects system-wide. That's partly why Higher Education Commissioner Dave Buehler says he's proposing a relatively small 4% increase in the cost of higher education for the coming school year.
Of course, we'd love to have no increase, but the realities are there are certain things that we need to cover through tuition dollars, and the base increase of 4% will all go towards personnel-related issues on our campuses. But, the blended average tuition increase for the whole system will be 4.7%, which is the lowest since the year 2000.
The Utah Board of Regents has approved an average annual tuition increase of 6% in the last 10 years. Should the Board of Regents sign off on this proposal, most resident undergraduate students at public colleges and universities would pay an additional $116 to $200 per year. Students at the University of Utah and Utah State University would pay more. The Board of Regents governs the Utah system of higher education, which includes 8 public colleges and universities. It's responsible for setting tuition, approving programs, and appointing college and university presidents, among other duties. A link to the proposed increases can be found on our website, KUER.org. Whitney Evans, KUER News.